law.
Fox will call the regular town board meeting for the town elect, final of the order, Thursday, October 2nd. Members of the board are supervisor Todd, we have been notified, please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number seven is approval of the minutes, it reads September 11th, 2019, regular town board meeting, they were actually the 25th, so we will.
Do it next.
We will move that to the next meeting.
Approve of all chairs.
Oh yeah, proof, my head's swivel at this point. Approval of the vouchers, 51814 to 51835 of the general fund.
I'll move.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried, aye. Motion carried, okay, the minutes, we'll put that on the next meeting. Number eight, treasurer's report.
Things are kind of slowing down, we only took in about $8,900 this month at the transfer station. So in the regular account, we have $1,021,843.11. And in the ambulance, $425,697.99.
I'll move for approval of the treasurer's report.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Number nine, public comment on any agenda items? Seeing none. Item number 10, discussion, possible action on the audit. Gloria had asked to be placed on this agenda. Since our last meeting, we did finally receive the preliminary audit. I haven't had a chance to really look it over fully myself yet. I think you guys just got it here. And I guess what we need to do is ask them when we're going to get the final audit. And I guess I'd, excuse me, I'd like to see if somebody from Whipley could attend our meeting to explain it to us. Bill?
When did we receive the report you have, Matt?
That last meeting, which was what, the 25th?
Yep.
Later in the afternoon, it was in an email to me.
We got it on, in the afternoon of the 25th.
They emailed it to you or delivered it?
Well, what was that?
It was email, wasn't it?
She said, I can't remember now. I thought it was email.
I thought you said it was email.
Yeah, I believe it was email to me.
We got it that afternoon after the meeting.
Yes, it was email.
A report like that and they emailed it, they didn't deliver it?
Well, I think the final, that you would almost think to take a courier or something.
The final, I would hope, comes otherwise.
If I understand it right, is they're the only firm in the area that can actually do an audit, is that correct?
We had a bid from another outfit out of.
Wausau?
Wausau.
Eau Claire, maybe, Wausau?
Or Eau Claire that.
No, Eau Claire.
That gave us a.
It was Eau Claire.
We didn't have a monopoly.
No, it was Eau Claire.
Anderson Metz, I think, has done them or does work for the town of Minocqua.
Yeah.
But they didn't bid it or give us a price on doing it.
What about the company from, corporation from Eau Claire, wherever you said it was?
They were.
Well, there was a bid, but it was a lot higher.
Yeah, these, this one was.
$5,000.
$5,000?
$5,000.
And they were.
10 something, weren't they?
Close to 10?
I think so.
Around the room at 10.
But a year and a half later?
You would pay for it.
I guess you get what you pay for, right?
So at least we're making headway, we do have the preliminary and.
Not much in there, I mean.
No.
That's pretty general.
it's, seems to be about as general as it gets. But if you'd like, or would like, I can follow up with them and say, you know, get a firm hard date for a final on this and ask if somebody from there can attend a meeting.
I would, even if it costs us a little bit more, I think it's really important for the electorate to be able to ask questions and
Correct.
Fully understand
Correct.
What the scope of this is. And then I think probably the most important thing about when we spend the kind of money to do this, that we have recommendations, and I would like those to be more of a personal touch.
Exactly.
If we're going to keep doing this, or if we see a need, if there, for some reason there comes out that is suggested by them that we should do this every 5 years or every other year, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'd like that directly from them and let them be the seller of the actual product.
Yep.
So I would make that motion that upon the final, I would request that a representative from Whitley be present, and we can make that meeting time, whatever will...
Whatever will fit their schedule.
Correct.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to ask when the final is going to be due and ask for Representative Whitley to be at a meeting to discuss it. Discussion. I saw your hand go up, Rob.
Well, you're sort of half answering my question. What's the plan to make it public?
Well, I think any document that
when we get it,
we have, as far as the draft, I'm not certain how the legality goes as far as us being able to make this public, because it's not actually a formal work product. It's just a preliminary draft.
It's not the final audit.
Correct.
It's preliminary.
Yeah, and drafts are not.
Correct. This is just for us only.
No. But the final audit, that's something that needs for everybody to see.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to take a look at it, and that's
okay
for them to have.
So this,
they found what they found. I guess I'm wondering why there's even a preliminary. Is this a give and take? We supposed to?
I think it's more just to satisfy us.
We had to have something.
Slow the avalanche down.
That's on its way. Okay, motion been made and seconded to contact them for the final and set up a date for them to be here. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 11, discussion action, opening bids on propane. That's okay, you can just do it. Mine are gone.
This is a bid from Richie, who is our current provider.
$10,000 propane, Town Hall Fire Department 1 and 2. Pre-purchased at a price of 0.999 per gallon. That is good for 30 days. Full payment must be received within 30 days acceptance of the bid. If acceptance price per gallon will begin immediately and expire October 1st, 2020, or 10,000 gallons, whichever comes first. Delivery tickets, monthly statements provided in a timely manner.
Petroleum
heat power. $10,000 be delivered on will call or keep fill basis at $1 a gallon. Until 10,000 gallons are received. Well, now this one says until all 10,000 gallons are received by the Town Elect Flambeau. That one had a drop dead date of
April 1 of 2020. What does that mean? That means after that it can go to the regular price.
How many gallons did you use last year?
Uh, Our average is about 10,000 gallons.
That's why we put that in.
That's why we have that there, between the town hall and the two fire stations, depending on the severity of the winter.
Now, what reads how, ma'am?
This reads 10,000 gallons be delivered on a basis, on a will call basis or a keep fill basis. We will, parentheses, we will monitor at a dollar a gallon until all 10,000 gallons is received by the town electrical landlord.
What if you go over, do they give a price on that?
No.
They never do, that goes to the current rate.
And then you go to the rate.
So on this one too, even if we didn't use 10,000 gallons on April 1st, it would go to the current rate?
Oh.
Yeah, Kay?
I remember one winter, there was, you know, a real run on fuel and the price was high and they wouldn't come unless they had set them up. Where, what happened to us during that winter?
We got pummeled.
Oh, okay, so when that price went up, you did, you know?
I think everybody did.
Actually, I think probably the most advantageous one would be petroleum heat and power. Because they're guaranteeing the dollar a price for the full 10.
For 10,000.
For the full 10,000. Now, if I remember right, last year it was kind of flopped the other way where Richie didn't necessarily charge the additional rate until all of it was used, but they.
That's what they did.
They have it here in writing that they're going to keep us at that.
I remember that's what Richie did, they didn't.
.009 cents per gallon, let's call it that.
Yeah, I don't, see, I don't ever, well, whichever comes first, so on April 1st, it goes to the regular rate. Yeah, right?
Yep, is the way that it reads.
I take it we own our tanks, right?
We own our tanks.
And petroleum, their price is good until you.
Till we use it up.
10,000 gallons.
It could be July.
Mm-hmm, or it could be next fall.
Next fall.
Depending on how bad of a winter we have.
Well, that doesn't necessarily, you know, I'm just saying this. If we have to negotiate a new contract early, you know what I'm saying? I don't think we've ever been helped through the.
No.
I think one of the issues we also have here is, we put our monies in at the first of the year, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of always been an issue. Joe has always held off until the first, to receive the first payment. It's not dictated in his quote, you know what I'm saying? It's just been sort of a.
Yeah, he's always let me wait till the first of the year to send him $10,000.
It's been a gentleman's agreement that he's always held off.
Yeah, I don't know how these people would be.
But it's, what I'm just saying is it's not dictated in the contract.
Does petroleum say you have to pay upfront?
They don't say any, that's what I was just looking for.
I didn't hear that.
Because we always, you know what I'm saying is, will we, it's solicited good. It's different than when we pay, when the money becomes available for that.
Except Joe says, Richie says you have to pay upfront.
No, Richie says.
Within 30 days.
That's what it's.
Yeah, he, last year he let us go until after the first of the year, once we had.
He realizes that it's our next year's budget.
But he doesn't say that.
No, it's not dictated in the letter.
It's, this one.
As I see it, petroleum has got.
He doesn't, this is, it just says, our pleasure to provide you a bid of propane, electric, flammable, petroleum heat and power proposes 10,000. Keep fill at a dollar a gallon until 10,000 gallons is received. Petroleum heat and power, recognized state and federal business, insured hazmat provider. References upon request. Petroleum heat and power is selected, please provide a signed acceptance of the bids for our records once contract, oh, here, and payment are made. He doesn't, once the contract and payment are received, the contract is deemed approved. So I take that as we pay $10,000 ahead of time.
Right.
What was that again, Matt?
says, if Petroleum Heat and Power Incorporated is selected, please provide the signed acceptance on this bid for our records. Once the contract and payment are received, the contract is deemed approved.
He doesn't say what kind of payment though, either.
Yeah.
I'm assuming whole payment.
Paid in full, usually.
So they write him a check for $10,000.
But we don't like to write that check until next budget.
I realize that, Nancy, you know, I guess there's a lot of things you can assume, but.
I know.
We don't know what he, what he's requesting.
Right. I think when we let this, the next time, I think we have to incorporate that into the actual bid.
Say something, yeah, you're right.
And actually, the language could even read is to eliminate.
This will be paid up our next budget.
And it will be with the total amount.
The total amount payable in 2021 or whatever.
Right, and then we'd be guaranteed that that gas belongs to us.
Yeah, I know, you know what you're saying.
Is there anything from preventing us to, in our response to them, put in a clause that says, we like your bid, but we want you to agree to no payments until after the first of the year or whatever?
Well, I think the way that, the only way that would work is we'd have to re-let it.
Exactly, you'd have to rebid it.
Give everybody the chance, okay.
So we don't know if we have to pay that this year or not?
To either one?
Yeah, really, either one, right.
Well, Joe spells out you have to pay it right away.
He says, within 30 days.
But does it say the entire amount, or do they just bill you as the ticket comes?
Full payment must be received within 30 days.
But then that contradicts itself, because he said as if it doesn't, we don't use it all by April.
You lose it.
Then it goes to the regular price, so if we already paid for it, it doesn't make sense to me, that's a.
If you don't use it, you lose it, is what he's saying.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
You still keep it.
If you go to the regular price and you don't use the 10,000 gallons, let's say you use 900, it'll go to the current, whatever the current price is. Of course, it could be 75 cents too.
Yeah, it could work both ways.
Are you regulated on, when you put the bid out, does it have to be so many days before they respond? I mean, if you rebid it right now, what would be the time span? Are you out of fuel?
We usually put it out like at least.
Well, these we had about a month and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, you put the bid out and now it's 6 weeks later and they're giving them? But could you rebid this with your new wording that you were suggesting, Chris, and say a 2 week deadline or something? Would that be a problem?
What you might run into though is the price could go up.
Your price could go up.
Because of the season.
Oh, okay.
And that's probably one of the reasons why we do it this time of year, is because this is, you know, you're at the end of the cheap season for LP gas. July is the best time to buy, because you're probably about 50 cents a gallon.
Can we ask for a clarification? Say, we don't quite understand your bid, can you clarify the following points?
I guess, well.
It's pretty touchy, because the only thing we can do is reject the bid, that's all.
Yeah.
This is a legal binding.
You're asking for a change in the bid. I mean, the way I read it is Petroleum Heat and Power, 10,000 gallons at a buck a gallon, send them a check with it. And they'll provide us with 10,000 gallons.
Now
at that price.
If you would accept that one, at that point, I could call them and say, our new budget doesn't start till next year, can I send the check the first of January?
Well, have we used everything on our previous agreement with Richie?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think it went to regular.
And then the way Richie's reads is 99.9, check in 30 days, and goes until April, whatever.
April 1st for 10,000 gallons, whichever comes first.
I think, Nancy, if you were to do that, you'd have to offer that to both of them. Can't just do one.
No, I wouldn't say that, I would just say if that is accepted at that point, I either have to pay the 10,000 or ask them to wait till January.
My point being, you'd have to ask both of them that question.
Well, whatever one's accepted, you mean?
No. If you're going to ask one that question, you have to ask both.
I wouldn't ask that question unless it was accepted.
Okay.
She said I can leave this the first time.
We don't know the current status of how full our tanks are right now. We may not be getting any till November or so, right? So we start late on the 10,000 gallons. That means we end up losing early.
Do you have the records, Nancy, of our fuel usage up until April? Relatively handy.
Well, I have their Gucci's contract last year with all the tickets.
I mean, if we use 10,000 gallons up until April, it's kind of a moot point then. Well, the only thing is, I mean, they're talking about a pretty severe winter again, possibly. If you're going to use the 10,000 gallons, you've got to flip the coin and decide either one. If you don't use the 10,000.
Well, I do know that Richie, I think he had that on there last year.
Let me go get.
And yeah.
Go get last year's, and I got the ticket.
I think he had that on there last year, and afterwards I called him, and he said no. He says that, and he still gave it to us for the pre-buy price for the.
He actually gave us 10,000 gallons at that price,
yeah.
No matter what date it was.
No matter what date.
So other than the very tiny change in the price, do you perceive any differences in their quotes? Mm-hmm. They're both pay up front.
Both paid up front.
They're both keep fill.
Yep.
The only difference is Richie's, if you don't use the 10.
Expires in April.
At that.
He could hold you to the terms of that letter.
Conceivably.
Yep.
Okay, so that's a difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have to use what's in the letter to make a decision.
Well,
Richie's quote, if he holds you to the letter, then what? After when?
After that April date, you're subject to the market price, which is, you know, could be higher, could be lower.
And the other guy's quote doesn't have that data.
No, he says 10,000 gallons at that price.
No matter when you use it.
That sounds advantageous then.
But
you have more freedom.
Correct.
So how many times have we gone over the 10,000?
Well, that was kind of my question earlier.
But I don't know, does that matter how many times we went over? I mean, it just sounds to me like if you just look at the two quotes, you've got a little bit more flexibility in one than you have in the other.
Yeah, I think we've maybe gone over the 10,000 a couple of times.
So have we gone under quite a bit?
Oh, yeah.
This was the bid for 2018.
Last year's. Probably reads the same way.
No, I thought that last year he did state that something about being able to use it.
Last March he sent, we must have did it later in the.
Mm-hmm.
And he said 10,000 gallons for the town hall at one point $1.89, so $1.19 per gallon. So that was in April, that's when it started. So in April, we used about, we did use the 10,000 gallons up at the end of the year even, at the end of 2018. So he takes the credit of 5,570 and he applied it to this current year of 19. But that's at the regular price then, because this says it ends December 31st.
So $5,000? You're saying he gave
at the end of December 31st of 18, we still had $5,570 to use. So he applied that to 219 at the regular price.
But he wasn't required to do that by the terms of the contract. He just did it. So you
but
can't take that
this
into
price per gallon will begin immediately and expire on December 31st.
So he still carried it through?
He carried it through because I probably called at that time and I says, okay, we didn't use it all. She says, well, you just get to use the rest of that $10,000 at the regular price, which they did, and we used that by the end of January. We used a lot in January.
It was cold.
At the regular price, meaning his bid price, or their
no,
their
at the
rate
price, price, at the market price.
Market price.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What were their market rates? Can you mark that down?
Tickets here, though. In January of 19, actually in January of 19, we used 789, about 2,000 gallons. So in January of 19, the price per gallon was 139.9 or 140.
And so we were out of our contract, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got
we used up our money.
There's no sense in even doing this if he's going to change it at the first of the year. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was for a different time span.
Yeah. Yeah, this one says ends December of 18.
Yeah, see,
I would think this
we,
one would have said December.
When we were budgeting, then we still had that money, or we still had the contract, so we were okay with it was already paid. Where was over here with Bobby, you're not, you know, he's not going to do that.
Right. He's measuring it by the gallon, not
yeah,
by the day.
Not by the day.
He's saying he's going to give us the full amount for
that price.
And
the only thing we don't know is when we have to pay it, but.
This proves to us right here that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not, we're not getting the best deal.
Yeah.
10,000 will be delivered on basis.
Yeah.
At $1.
Yeah,
a gallon.
The date goes by, then you got to pay it. Right?
Until all 10,000 gallons is received.
You're right.
So.
You're right. So maybe after April, according to this one, we'll get charged regular rate if we haven't used the full amount.
Actually, after you use the 10,000 gallons, are you tied into him? So you could buy it, we own our own tanks, we could buy it any place.
Well, we can buy anywhere.
On the open market.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to have a contract anywhere, but last year some of the rates are...
So it sounds to me like...
170, 175.
It's the drop dead date.
Well, Bobby says it until the 10,000 is gone.
Right, there's no drop dead date.
There's no drop dead date.
Whereas the other guy has a drop dead date.
Right.
Correct.
And if they're both quoting at 99 cents a gallon or a dollar a gallon.
Yeah, there's nothing to complain about.
No.
For
My point being, about the comment was, you're looking forward, there's a glut of LP. You aren't going to see much of a change. Even if it were to go up to a buck and a half, it's nothing. It looks like a lot, but it's really not. Can you make a motion, or do you have to make it?
Yeah, it's up to us.
The board.
I'll make a motion to approve the controller of heat and power to, for the contract with the LPS.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the contract with petroleum heat and power. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Need a motion to adjourn at 1:30.
So moved.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye.